Now, drones, they play an increasingly big role in the increasingly Xbox world of modern warfare, and they're praised on one hand for their sort of precision and impersonalness, but they're also controversial. And in recent years, they've come to symbolise in particular US tactics in the war against terror. Drone technology is also moving beyond that war zone into, well, our world, and law enforcement and border patrols, weather surveillance, even slightly creepy people with stuff with cameras. Andrew Croom is a writer whose first work of fiction, Document Z, was a Cold War historical novel that won a string of awards and nominations. His latest is Midnight Empire. It's a fictional thriller set at the US military's drone program at Creech Air Force Base, Indiana Springs. Good morning, Andrew. Welcome to Sunday Extra.
Good morning.
Your interest in drones, where did that begin?
It sort of began with a fascination for this idea almost of the drone pilot, who could be someone that you line up with at the supermarket or drop your kids at school with, and they go to work around the corner from you. But when they do that, they're going to work, you know, 5, 6, 7,000 miles away in a foreign country, in a foreign war zone. And that just seemed, you know, as a fascinating idea to me, that he would be someone at war, but also occupying the same space that you are. And so all these breakdowns of geography and what is a foreign war anymore if we've got these people living amongst us and so forth.
It's just playing with our notions of warfare in a pretty dramatic way, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And a second interest I had at the time that fitted really neatly with the drone stuff was actually in poker. And when I found out that of all the places in the world that the US military would choose to put the majority of its drone pilots, they were doing it from Las Vegas, which is, you know, a city built on gambling and poker and all these types of things, and that already takes such an incredibly blasé approach to geography, where you can go from Venice to a model of Paris to a model of New York, and now you can drive
ancient Egypt and back.
Exactly. And you can drive now 15 minutes into the desert outside Las Vegas, and you know, there are people fighting a war in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
I'm already feeling rather strange in this conversation. I mean, the poker and the drones are two themes you combine in your book, which we'll come to. But tell us about the research into the operation of drones and the pilots. Was this an easy thing to sort of make inroads into, to get knowledge about?
In certain ways, yes, definitely. There's a lot of material out there if you go searching for it, you know, because drones have had quite a long history, really. Not there's, you know, under Obama, they've really ramped up in the last few years the amount of drones that are used, and the way in which they're used is changing. But they've sort of got this sort of quite long history. So there's that side of research that you can do. I tried to talk myself onto the Air Force Base to get a first hand look, and the US military didn't say no immediately, but they said no after a few weeks, which was a disappointment.
So just to get into the mechanics a little, so you're a pilot of one of these things. What's the sort of setup? Is it a screen? Is it a some sort of wheel or joystick? Is it a Xbox controller? How are they doing this thing?
It does look scarily like a flight simulator or a video game, and you do have, you know, multiple joysticks, multiple screens. But apparently the construction of the control modules is actually a bit haphazard, and they're kind of plyboard, and you can knock on the walls. You could probably knock one over. So there's, you know, interesting setup. But I'm sort of with the pilots on this one. They say the last thing this is a video game, because whereas before they might drop a bomb and fly off and not see the damage that they've wrought with that missile, now they drop a bomb and it's then their job to see the damage that they've done with that missile. So, you know, I think it's a much different form of combat for them, and then add to that the fact that they're doing it from home and driving home after their shift every night. It must be a surreal experience for them, and I tried to capture a little bit of that in the novel.
Do we have any sense of people perhaps having exited that program talking about it? Do we have any idea of that sort of personal experience, that surreal nature of that work environment that you talk about?
I don't think yet. I think that will certainly come. And there's one of the debates at the moment is around medals and whether these drone pilots deserve medals of valor for the achievements or the actions that they take. And one of the pilots has written an opinion piece in which he argues why that should happen. And one of the things he talks about is moral courage, and it might not take traditional courage to sit, at these consoles 7,000 miles away from the battlefield, but
no,
it takes
a fair call.
Moral courage to do, what they're doing. But I sort of think, what does moral courage mean in that context? Is that the courage to actually do something that may be immoral now, or that may turn out to have been immoral if you've hit the right person or even the wrong person, and also, the wrong people next to them. And there's this idea as well that drones somehow promise remoteness and safety, but I don't think that's actually true. What they do is bring the war kind of home into the home country. So what were once foreign wars are simultaneously domestic wars as well, and there's the pilots are not out of danger necessarily.
There must be a no small risk that places like the Creech base could well be targets themselves.
You'd think so. And certainly there was the Fort Hood incident where an event like that happened. So threat could be homegrown as well. So I'm sure that they worry about that.
Sunday Extra with Jonathan Green, and our guest is Andrew Croom. Andrew is a writer whose current book, Midnight Empire, is a fictional thriller that looks into the weird world of the US military's drone program. What sort of numbers, Andrew, are we talking about, both in terms of drones and the theatres in which they operate and the pilots that run them?
I think the current sort of counts are about 800 or so of the Predator and the Reaper type drones, which are
good
the ones
names.
That drop. Oh, extraordinary names, aren't they? I mean, there's another one called the Switchblade, and it will be deployed by troops on the ground who will essentially throw it into the air, and it becomes simultaneously a drone and a kamikaze missile. So I'm not sure if the military establishment realises, when they give these machines their names. I don't know if they're marketing it to themselves, but they're, they're terrible, terrible names, really. So there's about, 800 of those, and they operate operated by the US military and also by the CIA in Afghanistan, of course, and Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and a few other places. And of course, that's giving, so much sort of blowback in the local areas, which is completely understandable. I mean, you must just have to sort of think about what these machines must look like to the people in these countries. They're sort of symbols of enormous technological prowess and power and capital and strength. And they're kind of this alien empire doing what it wants in your lands. And no wonder, many people around the world are up in arms.
Did your attitude to this sort of technology change in the course of writing this book?
This might sound strange, but as a novelist, I tried very hard not to have an opinion on drones one way or the other as I was writing the book. And you sort of let each side kind of argue its case. But I think, drones are, like any weapon, they're not necessarily inherently ethical or unethical. The way in which...
It's what you do with them.
It's what you do with them, exactly. And they, in the context of war, there's an argument that they're much better because they allow for safer targeting or more directed targeting. And so there are actually ethical arguments in favour.
Andrew Croom, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Andrew is a writer. His current book, Midnight Empire, Dealing with the World of Both Drones and Poker, published by Allen & Unwin. It's in shops now.